It is a special and great joy to welcome all of you here to St. Malachy to celebrate this great feast of Easter. It is a great gift and a great blessing for us all to give praise and thanks to God for Christ's victory over sin, Christ's victory over death, Christ's resurrection. So you are most welcome. And as I said at the beginning of the Mass, this is the day the Lord has made, and so let us rejoice and be glad in it. And we celebrate not just today as Easter. We celebrate this whole week, this Sunday through next Sunday, as Easter. And so tomorrow, if you go to work and people say, "How was Easter?" please don't talk about "it was" anything. It is, because we are celebrating this whole week. And let us keep that spirit of the resurrection, that spirit of Christ's triumph with us this day, this week. And so may you have a joyful and blessed and holy celebration of Easter this day, this week, and throughout the Easter season. What we celebrate today in John's Gospel is we celebrate the gift and the grace of our faith. In John's Gospel, any time the other disciple whom Jesus loved shows up, it's really important to pay attention to him, because you can be certain that he's the one who always gets it right. And so what happens in today's gospel is very significant for us. Let's remember just a couple of weeks ago, we heard in John's gospel the story of the raising of Lazarus, who had already been in the tomb 4 days, and they said, "Surely there'll be a stench, you know, so do you really want to roll away the stone?" And Jesus said, "Roll away the stone." So they rolled away the stone. And Jesus said, "Lazarus, come out." And do you remember the description? Lazarus came out, covered in his burial clothes and wrapped hand and feet. And so he didn't walk out. He kind of hobbled his way out, but wrapped up like a mummy in his burial cloths. And so what had happened was the dead Lazarus was revivified, was brought back to life again. But in the tomb and from the tomb, and came out wrapped in those, in his burial shroud. And so Jesus said, "Untie him, let him go free." Today's gospel is altogether different. The tomb is empty. And what they notice, Peter and the beloved disciple, when they go in, is that the burial cloths are still there. The one all over to the side, the cloth covering the head, rolled up in a separate place. At itself, there's no need of a burial cloth, because the Lord is risen. And the beloved disciple sees and believes. And that's the call for all of us, likewise, to believe. In a few minutes, we will have the renewal of baptismal promises. And I will ask you if you believe in the resurrection of Christ, and you will say, "I do." You believe in the resurrection of the body and life everlasting, you will say, "I do." And so the issue is perhaps for us not so much is, do we believe that Jesus rose at Easter? Yes, we believe that. Do we believe in the resurrection? Yes, we believe that. I think the question is, do we believe in what the resurrection means? And I think that is a harder yes for all of us to be able to say, "I do," in exactly the same way. Because what we proclaim is that in his resurrection, Christ has conquered the power of death. And yet we know that people still die. And we will pray in a few moments for all who have died since last Easter, And we will be very mindful today in our Easter celebration of the people who aren't at the table with us. We will proclaim today at Easter that Christ has conquered the power of sin. And yet, if we are honest with ourselves and look in our own hearts, we know the reality of our own failures and our own sin. We proclaim in the resurrection, Christ has conquered and overcome evil. And yet, we don't have to spend very long looking around our neighborhood, much less around the world, to know about the terrible evil that continues to be perpetrated again and again and again, seemingly worse and worse and worse all around us. And so it is fair for us to wonder, how true is it what we acclaim that in his resurrection, Christ has conquered death, Christ has conquered sin, Christ has conquered evil. And yet, that is precisely what we proclaim today. That is precisely what our Easter faith is all about. And so how do we put those two things together? As so often, St. Paul helps us. And he uses an image that was very familiar to Mediterranean people, very familiar to any of you who are bakers. For those of us who like the finished product but not the process, not so much. What he's talking about is he's talking about yeast and dough. And the thing that the ancients noticed is the effect of yeast on dough. Unleavened dough is unleavened dough, and you can cook it, and we have unleavened bread, and that's what we use for Mass. But notice if you add a little bit of yeast to it and give it some time, it begins to rise. And and it's very visible and very dramatic. Most of us are very used to bread that has risen, that has had yeast put into it. And so that's pretty normal for us. Well, for the ancients, not only was it mysterious, but it was also a little bit suspicious, because they noticed other things that swell up. And most of the time, things swelling up is not particularly very good for us. You know, so if we injure ourselves and get cuts, or we sprain something, what happens? It swells up. If it gets infected, if we sprain, and that's not good for us. It's painful. Don't want things to swell. Not a good sign. To be gruesome, and children, you might want to close your ears here, dead bodies swell. It's part of the process of decay. And they stink, and it's awful. They notice that as well. And so, thinking about yeast and dough, they know it's harmless, but it's also a little suspicious. Maybe it's a little bit impure. And so leavened bread is better than yeasted bread, because you don't have that pesky yeast in there that has made everything kind of swell up. And what St. Paul says then is, in celebrating the feast, not with the old yeast, the yeast of malice and wickedness, but with the unleavened bread of sincerity and truth. And Paul says to all of us then that in celebrating Easter, we are called to be a fresh batch of dough, inasmuch as we are unleavened like Christ. And that is the power and the victory of Christ in Easter. Not that we don't sin. Yes, we sin. But in fact, our sins can be forgiven and we can be transformed. And so again and again, as we live our lives, I think we should be able to look back at who we were in our past and honestly be able to say, without boasting, I'm a better person now. I have learned, I have grown. Not only have I matured, but I have become better. That there are things that I used to do, attitudes I used to have, things that looking back I am ashamed of and I regret, but I'm not that person now. We have gotten rid of the old yeast of malice and wickedness and have become that new dough. The truth is that that process isn't finished, which is why every year we have our Lenten renewal, so that we can get rid of the old yeast that has crept in over the year and come here the new fresh dough. We can believe and we can hope because we can see that transformation in other people. How often do we see around us the wonderful success of people who have been lost in addiction, in alcoholism, in compulsions of all different kinds, being transformed and leaving behind that addiction, that compulsion, that terrible habit of evil, and in fact, literally being transformed and different people from someone that you wouldn't want to have to cross the street near to one of the best people you could ever possibly meet and associate with. That transformation in so many lives is so very real. And the process of recovery, the process of healing and wholeness is in our midst every single day. And today here at St. Malachy, we are wonderfully blessed because we have another sign of that right here today. Bill and Ann Murray are celebrating 50 years of married life in a world that, first of all, so often is afraid of commitments, and in a world in which so it is pretty common today for people to make commitments and break commitments because they don't work for me any longer, because I'm different now, because it wasn't what I expected, because, well, things have changed. In that world, 50 years of faithfulness, 50 years of journeying together in good times and in bad, in sickness and in health, in the joys and blessings of life, and also in the sorrows and struggles of life. We have in our midst a couple who has persevered. And we can see this sign here today at St. Malachy. And if we look around in our world, we can see other signs of that as well. And those are the signs that call us to Easter faith, to hold firmly in hope and in trust that what we proclaim today is true and real, that in his death and resurrection, Christ has conquered sin by his forgiveness and redemption, that in his love and compassion, Christ has overcome the power of evil in the world. By his death and resurrection, Christ has overcome the very power of death, so that God's final word is not death, but life. That is the Easter faith. That is what the beloved disciple, even though he did not understand perfectly, was able to see in those burial cloths and to believe. In our lives, let us, like that beloved disciple, be able to look around and see God's grace. Look around and see God's love. Look around and see God's mercy and redemption. And like the beloved disciple, let us believe and trust in the risen Lord.